Another Dallas pastor has been removed for moral failure, and a plethora of prophetic presidential words seemingly come to pass. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. A pastor has been ousted from Chuck Swindoll's megachurch for moral failure. An associate pastor from Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas, has been ousted after he admitted to church leadership about sin in his life. Pastor Tony Camerota was fired from his position due to a moral failure. Camerota worked at the church for more than 17 years as a pastor. The document that the church shared says that he is deeply remorseful, but his sin disqualifies him from serving on our staff as a pastor. Also, it says, please guard against giving the devil any foothold for more damage to our church through unnecessary speech or speculation. This is a sad day, and we don't want the devil making it worse through any one of us in the days ahead. In a post on X, it says that the church did not let him go without, first, much prayer. In the document released, it says, while Tony is no longer employed with us at Stonebriar, please pray with us as we continue demonstrating the grace of Christ to him and his family. They need our help. Stonebriar is the latest Dallas-Fort Worth area church to announce heartbreaking news from the step-down of a pastor or a scandalous outbreak. From Gateway Church, formerly led by Robert Morris, to the Potter's House, led by T.D. Jakes, and Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, led by Tony Evans, we can see that something spiritual is certainly happening in this area. Please continue to pray for all the congregants who are affected by these turbulent times in these churches. Next, we're getting to the prophetic words and prophetic understanding of what happened over last weekend. Here, Isaiah Saldivar put out what is behind the attempted assassination of Trump. Now, Isaiah Saldivar recently shared the main reason he believes that someone tried to kill the former president of the United States. He says, I believe there is one major reason why someone tried killing President Trump. And I believe that reason was because he stands for life. The biggest issue right now in our country is abortion. 70 million plus babies murdered since 1973. Here you have a guy, put all your biases aside, who stands for life, who is outspoken about being pro-life, who is outspoken about marriages between one man and one woman. And to me, the devil hates that. Now, you can check out more about Isaiah Saldivar and even look at his book that's coming out soon, How to Cast Out Demons. I'll be providing a link to this article as well as all the articles in the description, and you can check out this book as well. He goes on to say that there is something demonic going on. We know as Christians, the battle is not flesh and blood. We are fighting a spiritual battle. You don't have to believe this, but this was a spiritual thing going on. It was a spirit of murder. It was a spirit of murder in this guy, not just one. No one just decides, I'm going to kill a president. No one decides that. Saldivar also talks about some other interesting prophetic things. You can check all that out on the article at charismanews.com. Next, we have a prophetic word by Kim Clement. The decade-old prophecy alerts of a coming strange July and a hypnotic November. And I can say that even though we are only 19 days into July, it has definitely been a strange July. As we continue to see more prophecies from the Lord fulfilled, one that we absolutely must take into account now is Kim Clement's strange July prophecy, which was made on June 14th. In 2014. A Clement who passed away in 2016 prophesied accurately about the election of Donald Trump. Recently, his daughter, Donna Clement Petruska, shared three recent uncovered prophecies from her father from 2024. Recently, Donna Clement Petruska shared some uncovered prophecies from her father from 2004, 2005, and 2009, which all prophesied about the assassination attempt on Trump's life. However, there is another prophecy fitting for our day and age now that speaks to our coming political change in America. This strange July prophecy speaks about the seasons of summer, fall, and winter, and what we can expect to come during each one. It talks about tornadoes, hurricanes, and the warmth of summer. Clement prophesied that this time was one of rending on the horizon. This change coming is that many will fall in the autumn season. It's very interesting things here. Definitely recommend reading the article and watching the video that is linked in here as well for some more understanding and things to be looking for. We at Charisma do our best to keep track of prophetic words that have been released from various different people. And so we can categorize them and report whenever things do come to pass. God sometimes gives a forewarning before danger strikes. In what would turn out to be a prophetic live stream yesterday morning or the other day, Joseph Z had a word about a shot heard around the world. He prophesied the same day of an attack a few hours before, Z writes on Instagram. I believe this attack will turn into a comeback. Here you can click the link and you can see what Joseph Z actually said. In the word, he said, there's a shout and like also going to begin to bring a shot, the shot heard around the world. I believe that that is coming in a tremendous way. Another prophetic voice, Chris Reed, also shared about an assassination prophecy from June 5th of this year. He said, I've seen a vision over and over of former President Trump near a car getting in or out and someone trying to take him out, an assassination attempt. You can hear that for yourself here as well. Also, Prophet Charlie Shamp gave prophetic warnings about an assassination attempt on Trump in 2017 and 2018. You can look at those for yourself here as well. The links are in the article, and the link to the article is in the description. In our top story right now, prophecy foretold attempted assassination months in advance. Now, in this particular live stream, three prophets explain three American eclipses. So this is going back to before the April 8th solar eclipse. And actually, this says on March 14th, 2024, a podcast interview. In this interview, guests Brandon Biggs and Amanda Grace share certain prophetic words the Lord gave them. And the events of Saturday, July 13th appear to have fulfilled the prophecy Biggs gave in startlingly accurate fashion. He said, I saw Trump rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time. People say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus for what I saw coming. To read these full stories yourself, go to charismanews.com and subscribe to this channel for more Charisma content delivered right to you. I'm John Matarazzo for charismanews.com.